Hi everyone, this is Isha, and today I'm going to talk on a topic which is very emotional, but it is serious and need to be discussed in this society because our society is getting worse day by day. And yes, I'm talking about the recent incident happened in Kasur with Zainab Ansari. I just like to say that we should give justice, not the dead bodies. So what can be more hypocritical than tolerance for a sexual predator in an Islamic republic? So a minor girl, Zainab Ansari, she just made headlines and protest all over the nation. Zainab Ansari, you know, she's a 7 to 8 year old girl who was kidnapped while going for her tuition on 4th of January, you know. And she was found dead on 9th of January, you know, after 5 days. So according to the post-mortem reports, this, you know, sweet 7-year-old, she was a victim of child abuse and strangled to death. This brutal killing, you know, sent riots all over the country. She was the 9th, you know, victim, and criminal still walks free. So this incident speaks volumes of all disintegrating society. The world is, you know, progressing by leaps and bounds while we can embroil in such crimes, you know. And it started a great protest. Meanwhile, her parents just were devastated, and her mother, while speaking to media, was severely saddened and with the deep grief. She only demands for justice for her child. And is this something bad? A mother is asking for justice for her daughter. What is this country actually doing for the people, for the mothers who are crying, who just want justice for their daughters? Even for their sons, they want justice for their children. So is Zainab's mother wrong if she's asking for justice? Yes, I agree that some of crucial things our country is serving to her mother. The children are assets of our country, but how we treat and bring them up to determine the future of our country. So there's something else I want to say, to since these articles, you know, help to spread awareness and speak up. I really wanted to deliver my thoughts. So even though we have progressed a lot and have noticed that still speaking about rape, harassment, domestic violence and honor killings are considered as taboo. Whenever I speak about it, only thing I get awkward stares, and my question is why? Just hiding something like this won't stop, and but it will, you know, only increase. When we know the rape exists, why could we be embarrassed to talk about it? At times, the parents don't go to police to report such incidents and even hide their daughters, thinking that they are ashamed for them. We need to put a stop to this hypocritical thinking and make, you know, everyone around us aware of it. Children should be taught about safe circle, and adults should make sure to report, stop something of this sort around them, you know. That's it. I, as a 17-year-old, just want to say what was on my mind and made sure that I also help in stopping this by spreading awareness. Now it's your turn, guys, to join hands and play your part and prevent these crimes to not happen again. I hope you like it, and thank you for listening to me. Allah Hafiz.